AI in film, new warning signs in the tech industry. Several important developments in artificial intelligence are currently shaping the news landscape, spanning film production and hardware to security, research, and startup culture. At the same time, new cases show that AI is not just about speed and innovation, but also about trust, responsibility, and increasing competition across industries. Indian film industry adopts AI to cut time and costs. India's film industry is using artificial intelligence to streamline production processes and reduce both costs and time. According to Reuters, the technology is already being used in parts of the production workflow, which could change how films are planned, produced, and completed in one of the world's most prolific entertainment industries. This development is also interesting internationally, especially since Hollywood continues to face union pressure and stricter regulations around the use of generative AI. If Indian studios succeed in combining lower costs with high production speed, it could give them a clear competitive advantage in a changing global market. Source: Reuters. Apple opens eGPU support for AI research on Apple Silicon. Apple has signed an agreement with TinyCorp to develop a third-party driver that can provide support for AMD and NVIDIA eGPUs on Apple Silicon machines. According to Apple Insider, the primary goal is to use this capacity for AI research rather than traditional graphics acceleration. This could be important for developers and researchers seeking more flexible hardware for AI work on the Mac platform. If the solution works well in practice, it could strengthen Apple's position among technical users who have previously experienced limitations with external GPU support. Source: Apple Insider. Claude code leak spreads with malware on GitHub. A leak related to Claude code has gained new attention after hackers began sharing the code along with malware. Wired describes the case as a clear example of how AI tools are now also targets in more traditional security attacks, where curiosity and high interest in popular tools can be exploited to spread info stealers and other malicious software. This development shows how quickly such leaks can escalate into security problems. We also covered how the Claude code leak was used to spread malware in a dedicated article on AI Neo. Source: Wired. Study shows many AI users surrender their own judgment. New research reported by Ars Technica points to a worrying tendency researchers call cognitive surrender. In the study, which included 1,372 participants, many users showed low skepticism toward AI system responses, even when the answers were incorrect or problematic. This makes the issue particularly relevant as AI is increasingly used in work, education, and daily decision-making. If users become too passive when interacting with language models, misinformation and poor judgments can spread more easily, even when the tools appear reliable and convincing. Source: Ars Technica. Investors support young AI founders dropping out of college. The Wall Street Journal reports that some investors are now covering living expenses for young founders who leave college to build AI companies. Meanwhile, data from Antler shows the average age of AI unicorn founders dropped from 40 years in 2020 to 29 years in 2024, indicating a clear generational effect in the sector. This trend may contribute to faster innovation, but also highlights how intense AI competition has become. When capital and talent enter the startup phase earlier, we may see more aggressive AI companies in a short time, but also higher risks and greater pressure on young founders to deliver early. Source: Wall Street Journal. Y Combinator removes Delve after allegations of fake certificates. Y Combinator has removed Delve from its startup catalog following accusations of fake compliance certificates, according to the Economic Times. The case highlights the importance of documentation, compliance, and credibility in a market where many AI companies are growing rapidly while operating in regulation-sensitive segments. For investors and customers, such cases can undermine trust in young companies building around AI, data, and automation. It also serves as a reminder that growth alone is not enough in today's market, especially when companies market themselves to enterprise clients, expecting clear security and compliance. Source: The Economic Times. What does this mean? AINews brief assessment. This round of AI news shows how broadly the field is developing, from film and hardware to security, user behavior, and startup financing. Perhaps the most interesting aspect is that the AI market is maturing in multiple directions simultaneously, where technological progress goes hand in hand with increased pressure on security, trust, and documentation. For Norwegian readers and companies, this means AI is no longer just about testing new tools, but about understanding which platforms, workflows, and risks will actually dominate in the coming years.